Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, it is a Monday morning, and that means time for our weekly visit with State Senator Kirk Schering. He is on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Good morning, Pam. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there today, getting ready for another heat wave to come our way, of course.
That's all right with me. Every time it gets hot and people complain, I tell them, well, it's a lot better than it was in February.
That's right. We can't complain. I know. I'm the same way. I keep thinking that. Keep telling myself that. Well, you know, as we look towards the next couple of weeks, we're going to be moving into the 4th of July. I thought it was a good idea to try to explain this fireworks law to folks, the new fireworks law, because it is kind of confusing, don't you think?
You know what? I'm going to try to clarify it for you. The simple fact is, since 1972, we came up, when I say we, the General Assembly, I was not a member at that time, with a law that said that you could purchase consumer-grade fireworks in Ohio, but you had to sign an affidavit saying you were going to set them off in another state.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, which really, really...
We're teaching people how to lie.
Yes.
Did you ever hear them go off? Absolutely, you did.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest part of this, is now we are now saying, okay, we understand people will buy these consumer-grade fireworks, and they can set them off on specific days, New Year's Day, Memorial Day, it's 4th of July, but a day before or a day after. Juneteenth, how about that?
Yesterday.
So every political subdivision, a township, a village, a city, can say, we don't want to allow this to happen. So they can adopt a resolution, a ordinance prohibiting the firing of these consumer-grade fireworks. It will be up to law enforcement to figure out how they're going to deal with it. It's that simple. I wouldn't get too much into it. All I would tell you is that since 1972, we've said you can't set them off in Ohio. And again, we all know it's been occurring, and this will just provide some legality to the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, honestly, I've had rough times over like 4th of July in neighborhoods, you know, with people setting, you know, oh my God, like shaking your house kind of fireworks. Of course, I'm a person that has to get up and work very early in the morning. So, you know, I get irritated by fireworks. I don't mind them if I don't have to work, I guess, is my point. But, you know, that kind of thing. But, oh, my
goodness. Well, I guess you're going to have to talk to Larry. Maybe now that you know that certain days of the year where these things might go off, you tell me you want a day off.
I want the next day off. Here you go.
Yeah, the next day off. There you go.
That might work. That might work. All right. Well, we'll see how it all goes, you know. And like you said about, I have seen where several communities in Northeast Ohio have said, yeah, they're just going to stay banned and that kind of thing. So that's also, people may say, well, I didn't know my community banned it, you know. So there's,
I'm predicting that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely it will. There's no doubt. No doubt. All right. So let's also talk a little bit. You wanted to talk about a law that's going to take effect next month that you were actually a part of. So why don't you explain that to us a little bit?
Well, there's a couple of things. The one that I was directly involved with was Senate Bill 225, which enhances Ohio's historic preservation tax credit. I was listening to you last week when you were talking to Mayor Wilder from North Canton and his desire to see the historic preservation tax credit to be used at the former Hoover manufacturing plant. What this bill does, the governor signed it last week, will take effect on September 11th, It puts the historic preservation tax credit law on steroids. It doubles the amount of money available for the historic preservation tax credit. I would point to Cleveland. Cleveland and the renaissance of downtown Cleveland largely is due to the fact that they've used the historic preservation tax credit. However, smaller communities have not been able to see the benefits of it to the same level that Cleveland has. Now, we're fortunate that we've got Steve Kuhn from Stark County, who's done the Bliss Tower and the Onesto and soon to be the Rankard building that will be a Marriott hotel. But other communities have not been able to use it. So doubling the size of the tax credit and also offering a enhanced a percentage of the tax credit for smaller communities. The law right now is 25% tax credit, but we're going to change it to 35% for smaller communities. So Canton, Maslin, and North Canton will be able to take advantage of this. Where previously, maybe they were locked out because of the lack of money available for the credit. So I think it's going to make a big difference for the revitalization of our downtowns here locally and across the state.
Yeah, and that would certainly could spur some things to happen, and that would be fantastic.
That's exactly right. The other thing that's a part of it, Pam, and you and I have talked about it many times, is this Opportunity Zone federal law that gives dispensation to people who have realized a capital gain. That's a complicated thing. But I put into law in 2019 a special Ohio income tax credit that this bill also covers, that will take effect on September 11th, that says that now anybody who wants to put money into an Opportunity Zone, we have them in Alliance and Canton and Maslin, economically distressed areas, they get a 10% tax credit, even if they're not from Ohio. And corporations that don't pay income taxes could now put this money into this program. So it will help bring money into our cities that are economically distressed. And so all that combined is going to make a big difference with our downtowns, not just in Stark County, but throughout the state.
All right. Lots of good news on this Monday morning. Well, we appreciate you coming on, sir, as always, and we'll chat again next week.
All right, Pam, I look forward to it. Thank you.